Workers and families are in the grips of a cost of living crisis, and last month inflation reached its highest levels for almost 40 years. Faced with rising energy bills, growing food costs, crippling rents, many are struggling to make it to the end of the week. A recent report by the SRI found that one in three households are living in energy poverty. St Vincent de Paul has seen calls for help that they are receiving skyrocket, and the number of people going to food banks have tripled. We've heard from families who in the past made donations to these charities are approaching the very same charities now for food parcels and for help, something they never imagined they would have to do. Others, Yask and Corlea, face the impossible choices of whether they should turn the heating off or whether they should skip a meal. So the time for action isn't in 4 months' time, it is now. For months, Sinn Féin have been called on this government to wake up to the hardship that so many are facing and to respond to the emergency through an emergency budget, providing immediate support to lower and middle-income households. For months, those calls have fallen on deaf ears of a government that has told struggling households to buckle up, to brace themselves, and basically that they're on their own. A government that has told them that they need to wait. Well, workers and families cannot afford to wait. Workers and families should not have to wait. We've had ministers absolve themselves of responsibility and advise struggling families with fuel costs to head down to their local social welfare office. It's simply unacceptable. Government has a moral responsibility to support households and to protect the most vulnerable during these times of hardship. So we recognise in Sinn Féin that not everybody can be fully insulated from the every price increase that we're seeing. But the government can and must do more. Even the central bank, the state's financial watchdog, also has said that there is scope to act to provide further support to struggling workers and to families. So we need an emergency budget before this thaw breaks for the summer, one that helps workers and families weather the storm by introducing a cost of living cash payment to lower and middle income families, by increasing social welfare rates and pension payments in response to inflation. In the past year, rising prices have fast outstripped welfare payments, leaving the most vulnerable in our society exposed to the hardship of poverty, and that is a disgrace. We need an emergency budget that increases the minimum wage and boosts the income of low-paid workers. For one-third of households who rely on home heating oil, they have seen that price double in the last year without any relief. Despite the government being able to cut the cost of a fill by over €100 per tank, they have refused to do so. So we need, Yask and Corlea, an emergency budget that would provide that relief by removing excise duty on home heating oil. And for motorists who have no other option but to use the car to travel to work, to visit sick relatives or to leave their children to school, we need an emergency budget that would cut petrol and diesel prices at the pump by the maximum amount possible. This can and this should be done. As prices rise, the tax the state brings in through VAT also increases. So it is time to support households. Indeed, it's over time. It's overdue, this support. We need to give something back to these households now. Of course, every household faces a cost of living crisis differently. For those facing what is almost a second mortgage through childcare, the government can and should cut childcare fees by a third this year. And as for renters struggling to cope with crippling rents, an emergency budget could and should put a month's rent back into renters' pockets through a refundable tax credit and ban further rent increases. So, Yask and Corlea, these measures are affordable. More importantly, they're a common sense solution to support struggling households. So it's time for the government to get their head out of the sand. It's time for the government to wake up, to do their job, to act, to protect those on low and middle incomes, because workers and families cannot afford to wait any longer for this government to get their act together.